Tucker Carlson.
Uh-oh.
This dude is starting to piss me off.
Starting to?
Starting to.
Okay, where have you been?
Is that his thing, to piss people off?
His thing is to say, he has taken up the, so since Rush Limbaugh died, he has been the one to say these really unfounded, outrageous things that he refuses to apologize for, even though he's completely wrong, or it's something that's, remember, Fox News, the brilliance of Fox News is that they are registered as an entertainment channel. They're not registered as a news channel. They're called Fox News, but they don't have to adhere to the same journalistic standards. Mm-hmm. They can have opinion and editorial in everything because they're an entertainment channel. And it is very entertaining. Their ratings aren't great right now, but they were when Trump was president.
Oh, yeah. This is the most entertainment I've had all week from yelling at my computer today at work, watching this, going, how does this man get a paycheck? How do people still watch this guy? And it just, let's see if I'm not going to say a word. For once, I'm going to shut my mouth. I'm going to see if it pisses you off.
So the next time you see someone in a mask on the sidewalk or on the bike path, do not hesitate. Ask politely but firmly, would you please take off your mask? Science shows there is no reason for you to be wearing it. Your mask is making me uncomfortable.
I've asked men to take off their pants. I've asked hot men, excuse me, can you take off your pants?
Or your shirt.
You wearing pants and having an ass like that makes me very uncomfortable.
So wearing a mask outside is roughly as socially accepted as lighting a Marlboro in an elevator. It's repulsive. Don't do it around other people. That's the message we should send because it's true. As for forcing children to wear masks outside, that should be illegal. Your response when you
see so indignant.
Your hair should be illegal.
Play should be no different from your.
It had a name a couple of years ago, that thing on your head.
Response to seeing someone beat a kid. And
that was somebody's pet.
Call the police immediately. Contact Child Protection.
Call the police immediately.
Services. Keep calling until someone arrives. What you're looking at.
That's a good use of police time. Like, we're having a problem right now with police and policing. I think calling the police because somebody is wearing a mask, that's a really good way. I mean, with police, they're sitting around doing nothing. They're so bored these days. I think it's a great idea to call them and be like, listen, by the way, they didn't put pickles on my sandwich at the place that I ordered. Can you handle that as well?
It's child abuse, and you are morally obligated to attempt to prevent it. If it's your own children being abused, then act accordingly.
Do you think he's fighting a smile? Do you think he's fighting laughing? Do you think he's like damn serious about this?
Say your kid's school emailed you to announce that every day after lunch, your sixth grader was going to get punched in the face by a teacher. How would you respond to that?
What is this talking about?
Precisely how you should respond when they tell you that your kids have to wear masks on the soccer field. That is unacceptable, it is dangerous, and we should act like it, because it is. But too few of us have responded like that.
You know, he's the same guy at the beginning of COVID, said that COVID wasn't a thing, and that it would be gone by last April. So I don't know that he's the person you want to go to for your scientific advice.
When somebody is wearing a mask, it's as socially unacceptable as lighting a cigarette in an elevator. You should walk up to them and yell at them and call the police if they're wearing a mask.
It is very funny.
Does he actually believe this crap? Or is it like, you know, my buddy who does conservative talk and he just does it for ratings?
My opinion is that I think he does it for ratings to be outrageous because they have to get attention. It worked. I mean, if you go to Twitter, people are like, Tucker Carlson is the virus. Fox News is the host. You know, Tucker Carlson makes money selling hate, fear, and bullshit. I mean, you know, he's incited enough people, and they're making jokes about him, making a fool out of him. I mean, he's the butt of the joke, but he thinks this is going to bring him ratings. It's kind of sad.
But why does my wearing a mask affect you at all, other than not getting you sick?
But it's not even that. Like, so why did he get vaccinated if he doesn't believe any of this stuff? He got vaccinated.
Did he?
Yes. I mean, that is some like ivory tower bullshit to spread misinformation when you're all cozy and protected. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's, I don't know.
Go up to a kid, yell at a kid, call the police. It's child abuse when you make your kid wear a mask outside.
People on Twitter are calling for, they're asking where the FCC is. They called their cable companies and said, take Fox News off my package. Anyone who's advertising on Fox News, they're going after them and saying, how can you advertise on this show? On the, you know, certainly on the Tucker Carlson show, mm-hmm. asking them to, you know, I will never buy your products. If you endorse this, if you advertise on his show, clearly you endorse this message. So.
I was yelling at my computer today watching this going, seriously, it doesn't affect you at all.